Proclamation number 8213 of 13th of July, 1962. I pour out my spirit. I pour out my spirit on all flesh, and servants and maids shall prophesy and young men shall have bright dreams. This promise came forth from me and applies especially to this lost time when the darkness is so deep, when humanity walks along that it needs light from above, and I will use every willing and suitable vessel to let my flow of spirit flow into it so that my ray of light of love finds entrance into people's hearts. And these people hear my word within themselves, which they can now also pass on to their fellow human beings. My address is clear and understandable. It needs no explanation and is also recognized by the recipient as my word, as the voice of the Father who speaks to his child. But it is erroneous to assume that I make it dependent on the recipient's intellect in which form my spirit expresses itself, for the flow of spirit emanates from me and will now be recognizable by the fact that the spirit expresses profoundest wisdom and reveals deepest knowledge to the human being in such a way that it appeals to every person and is also recognizable as divine speech. For I want to address the human being, the souls, through the spirit which came forth from me. But the human being's intellect also has to be able to deal with spiritual knowledge which shall be of divine origin. But again, the form of the transmission is less decisive, but the content has to be evaluated, whether it gives the human being light, whether he thereby attains realization, whether he gains something which he had not possessed before. And this is how spiritual conversations can be conducted. If, during such conversations, a person speaks full of wisdom about me in the spiritual kingdom, he can make everything understandable to his fellow human beings and lead them to a living faith. Thus this person is filled by my spirit, then he speaks on my behalf, he is used by me as a vessel for my flow of spirit, and he is truly able to bestow many blessings, for he then serves me as a mouthpiece through which I can convey the truth to earth, through which I can give light to fellow human beings who are only of good will. It is precisely during spiritual discussions that the greatest opportunity is offered to make myself known through a human being, and then my word will also come true. Do not worry about what you will say, for I will put the words into your mouth. But I will always speak to people as they're receptive themselves, i.e., it is to be understandable to all those who hear my speech through this vessel. My love will always emerge, my wisdom and might. For it is love which allows me to speak to you in the first place, because you are people in adversity, in spiritual darkness. And time and again I tell you that I am a God of love, not a God of wrath who tries to persuade his creatures to be obedient to him through threats. Threats always prove a degree of unkindness, but I want to win my children through love and will therefore also only ever try to guide them onto the right path by addressing them lovingly. But I will not awaken fear in them through threats which would make their faith unfree, and such faith is of no value to me. My word is a sign of my illumination of love. If people don't want to receive my love, if they don't give up their resistance against me despite my endless love which expresses itself time and again through my word, only then will I speak with a loud voice so that people will have to hear me and they will no longer be able to close their ears. Yet I am exceedingly long-suffering and patient, and I will also deal with my living creations in the most loving way. Time and again I will try to explain my nature to them in order to win their love as well, and I will perform much unusual assistance in order to prove myself and my love. Yet I will not try to win them through threats, because no love can be won through coercion, and every threat is also coercion, because then people will learn to fear me and become unfree in their thinking and wanting. The end will come. The day of judgment will come with irrefutable certainty. Yet I entice and call my children until the last hour, even though I have long since announced the judgment to them through my instruments. For these announcements are again only intended to make them seriously remember him from whose power they came forth. And I will also achieve more with words of love than with threats of any kind, for the Father longs for the children's love and they shall freely give this love to me. Only then will I have achieved my goal. You can believe that I mercifully follow my living creation's life on earth and that I am not capable of harsh words in order not to push people away from me even more. For my love knows about the fetters my adversary has put on them and I try to loosen them and therefore first try to gain their trust so that they will take refuge in my arms and let themselves be released from me. And only words of love are able to do this, but never threats of punishment or words of anger. For I know about people's weakness in the last days, I know about my adversary's merciless activity and can therefore only ever oppose it with mercy wherever he resorts to cunning and shameful means in order to cause confusion. And my endless love will truly win the victory, even if eternities still pass over it. But I promise you all that one day the time of freedom will come for you, and I will help you to reach this goal as quickly as possible, but I leave you free will and only call out to you, listen to my voice. Amen.